In Africa, south of the Sahara, there's another significant threat to women's health, pregnancy. The risk of a woman dying during pregnancy or childbirth is about 50 times higher there than it is in the United States. Ending a pregnancy can also be deadly. Many African women attempt abortions themselves or seek the help of untrained practitioners. Some doctors and midwives in the southern African nation of Zambia are working to prevent maternal deaths by providing safe abortions. Reporter Rose Hoban of North Carolina Public Radio spent time at a hospital in Zambia's capital, Lusaka. And a warning, this story includes disturbing sounds and descriptions.
The waiting room in the gynecologic emergency ward of Lusaka's University Teaching Hospital is always full. Dozens of women sit on wooden benches along the wall, leaning on one another. Others lie on the floor. Midwife Ines Kabamba is the lead nurse here. She says she sees every kind of gynecologic problem come through the door. But what she sees most are pregnant women who've been bleeding for days or have infections. Kabamba often finds foreign objects in their vaginas. Many of the women first went to a traditional healer in an attempt to end their pregnancies. But the women don't come out and say that.
When they come to the hospital, they don't disclose until maybe if you probe more further, that's when they disclose. But most of the time, they don't. Even if sometimes you do find them with, you know, tablets or maybe sticks, they would refuse to say, no, I haven't done anything.
When you say stick, I mean, are we talking about like a piece of a tree?
Yes.
So literally like a stick of wood.
Mm-hmm.
Kabamba says she's also seen women who've tried to use ground glass or battery acid or who've taken overdoses of drugs to induce an abortion.
They do it at home, but then when they come here, they don't disclose because they feel maybe, they don't feel, you know, free.
Abortion is legal in Zambia, as long as it's provided in a medical setting by a medical practitioner. But the procedure is so stigmatized, women don't talk about it. Many women don't know that it's legal, or how, or where to get an abortion done safely. Stephen Mupeta is one of the few gynecologists at University Teaching Hospital.
All the studies that have been done on the contribution of abortion to maternal mortality was that abortion was found to be amongst the top five causes of maternal mortality.
He says one study done in Zambia found about 30% of pregnant women who die do so because of an unsafe abortion. Mupeta wants to change that. He received training from a U.S.-based organization called IPAS that teaches safe abortion techniques. IPAS also manufactures a manual vacuum aspirator. It's a low-tech instrument to do abortions safely in places with few resources. It's the instrument Mupeta uses. The hospital charges women $1 for the procedure. The price and the opportunity for a safe procedure bring women to the emergency clinic by the dozens. These women arrive first thing in the morning, and they sit for hours on the other side of a flimsy wall that separates the waiting room from the procedure room. They can hear procedures that take place without any anesthesia or even pain medication, because those drugs are too expensive. But they stay and wait their turn. One of the women waiting asked to be known only by her first initial, G. G's husband died 8 years ago and left her with three children. One is developmentally disabled and at 10 can't yet walk or feed herself. G lost her job last year and is desperate about money. She and her boyfriend of 3 years were using birth control.
I think I missed 1 or 2 days, but then I took two in advance, thinking it will cover up. And then I tried also to use condoms to prevent it. So I thought I was safe enough until I realized that it was not the case.
She and her boyfriend agreed there was no way they could afford another mouth.
Of course, I know abortion is not a good thing. It's not the right thing.
Tears stream down her face.
But circumstances in which we are found in really make us do this thing. Like, I'm Catholic, staunch Catholic, and in the Catholic churches it's not allowed. but I'm doing it, you know. I'm breaking so many rules, and of course I know God does not allow this, God doesn't want this, but I just have to do it.
She says she couldn't give away a child. Even if she wanted to, the country is already flooded with AIDS orphans. Many women who come seeking abortions already have families, says Dr. Amek Kamanga, another obstetrician at University Teaching Hospital. Kamanga says before he trained in his specialty, he thought women who sought out abortions must be immoral or careless. But now he understands their desperation. And he began to believe that by performing abortions, he's saving lives.
Whether you provide the service or not, that woman will still go and have the abortion somewhere. There's nobody that you are saving by sending that woman away. Actually, you're just creating a bigger health problem and probably risking a life doing that.
Kamanga and all of the doctors and midwives counsel women after their abortions to use contraception to prevent further pregnancies. Dr. Stephen Mupeta says that kind of counseling is needed throughout Zambia. Recently, he's begun traveling around the country and interviewing community leaders on the best way to reduce the number of unsafe abortions. He hears the same thing over and over.
It's only when we provide contraceptives, we have adequate sex education, that we are going to prevent unprotected sex, prevent unwanted pregnancy, and eventually prevent unsafe abortion.
But Zambia's got a long way to go. Countrywide surveys show more than a quarter of married Zambian women want to use birth control, but can't get it. Others can get birth control, but their husbands forbid it. Until attitudes towards contraception and abortion change in Zambia, Dr. Mupeta fears his hospital's waiting room will continue to overflow with women who have risked their lives to end their pregnancies. For The World, I'm Rose Hoban, Lusaka, Zambia.